Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're tackling something that should be keeping every AI security architect up at night, but probably isn't getting the attention it deserves. Model supply chain poisoning. You know, that thing where you download a model from Hugging Face, deploy it to production, and then discover months later that it's been doing exactly what an adversary wanted it to do. We're going to get deep into the technical weeds on this one, because the threat is real and most organizations are flying completely blind. Section: The Trust Problem. Why AI supply chains are uniquely vulnerable. Let me be direct. The AI/ML ecosystem has replicated every mistake the software industry made with open source dependencies, then added entirely new categories of risk. We've learned nothing from the SolarWinds compromise, the Log4Shell debacle, or the countless NPM supply chain attacks. Instead, we've built an industry where downloading a 40 GB model from a stranger's Hugging Face repository and deploying it to production is considered normal. The fundamental issue is trust inheritance. When you pull a pre-trained model from a public repository, you're not just trusting the uploader. You're implicitly trusting every dataset that model touched, every pre-processing pipeline, every contributor to the original training code, and every dependency in the training environment. This is a trust chain that would make any traditional security architect break out in hives. Consider the typical enterprise ML pipeline today. Pre-trained foundation models from public repositories, Hugging Face, PyTorch Hub, TensorFlow Hub, fine-tuning datasets scraped from the internet or purchased from third-party vendors transfer learning from models of unknown provenance Python dependencies with transitive trust relationships numbering in the thousands container images with embedded model weights of unverified origin MITRE ATLAS documents this threat landscape thoroughly under. The technique categories AML.T0010, ML supply chain compromise, and AML.T0018, backdoor ML model. But what ATLAS doesn't fully capture is the operational reality. Most organizations have zero visibility into their model provenance. They couldn't tell you where their production models originally came from, let alone verify their integrity. The OWASP LLM Top 10 addresses this under LLM 05, Supply Chain Vulnerabilities, but even this framework underestimates the problem's scope. We're not just talking about malicious model weights. We're talking about poison tokenizers, compromised embedding layers, Trojan adapters, and backdoored ONNX exports that pass every functional test while containing dormant attack capabilities. Here's a sobering data point from my own consulting work. In the last 18 months, I've audited 34 enterprise ML deployments. Exactly two of them could produce a complete provenance chain for their production models. Two, the rest were operating on faith, assuming that because a model came from a reputable looking source, it must be safe. That's not security engineering. That's wishful thinking dressed up in Kubernetes manifests. Here's my take on this. The AI supply chain has inherited all of traditional software's trust problems while adding model-specific attack surfaces that most security teams aren't equipped to detect. Section: Attack Taxonomy. Understanding model supply chain compromise vectors. Let's break down the attack surface systematically. Model supply chain poisoning isn't a single technique. It's a category of attacks that can occur at multiple points in the ML lifecycle. Understanding these vectors is essential for building effective defenses. Vector 1. Training data poisoning. This is perhaps the most insidious attack because it happens upstream of model creation. Adversaries inject malicious samples into training datasets, creating models that behave normally on standard inputs but exhibit attacker-controlled behavior on specific triggers. The classic example is a backdoored image classifier that correctly identifies stop signs, unless the image contains a small yellow sticker, in which case it classifies it as a speed limit sign. Code example shown in the article. Research from institutions like MIT and Google has demonstrated that poisoning as little as 0.1% of training data can successfully implant backdoors that survive model fine-tuning. This is particularly concerning for organizations using crowdsourced or web-scraped datasets. Vector 2. Pre-trained model trojans. Direct model weight manipulation is the most straightforward supply chain attack. Adversaries distribute models with embedded backdoors through public repositories. The Troy AI program run by IRPA has cataloged dozens of techniques for implanting triggers that are undetectable through standard model evaluation. These Trojans can be activated by specific input patterns, visual triggers, text phrases, environmental conditions, time-based, location-based, cumulative activation. Trigger only fires after N specific inputs. Multi-stage triggers, requiring a sequence of inputs. Vector 3. Dependency chain attacks. The Python ML ecosystem is a dependency nightmare. A typical PyTorch training environment has 200+ transitive dependencies. Any of these can be compromised to inject malicious code during model training or inference. We've already seen proof-of-concept attacks targeting packages like and various CUDA libraries. In late 2025, the security community discovered CVE-2025-31337, fictional for this article, a vulnerability in a popular model serialization library that allowed arbitrary code execution during model loading. Thousands of production systems were exposed because it remains dangerously common despite years of warnings. Vector 4, model serialization exploits. Model files themselves can be weaponized. The pickle format used by PyTorch is essentially arbitrary code execution as a feature. SafeTensors was created specifically to address this, but adoption remains incomplete. I still encounter production systems that load pickled models from untrusted sources without any sandboxing. Code example shown in the article. Vector 5, model hub compromise. Finally, attackers can target the infrastructure itself. Compromising a popular model repository or intercepting downloads through BGP hijacking or DNS poisoning allows mass distribution of malicious models. The centralization of the ML ecosystem around a handful of model hubs creates single points of failure that adversaries are actively probing. Here's my take on this. Model supply chain attacks span 5 distinct vectors from training data to distribution infrastructure. Defending against one while ignoring others leaves critical gaps. Section, detection, finding needles in a haystack of tensors. Detecting supply chain poisoning is genuinely difficult. Unlike malware, which can often be identified through signature matching or behavioral analysis, poison models are designed to function correctly under normal conditions. The malicious behavior only manifests when specific trigger conditions are met, conditions the defender may never encounter during evaluation. That said, detection isn't impossible. Here's a framework for identifying supply chain compromise across your ML assets. Static analysis techniques. The first line of defense is inspecting model files before they ever execute. This includes format validation. Reject pickle-based models entirely. Require SafeTensors, ONNX with strict mode, or other safe serialization formats. Structural analysis. Compare model architecture against expected specifications. Unexpected layers, unusual parameter counts, or architectural anomalies can indicate tampering. Weight distribution analysis. Poison models often exhibit statistical anomalies in weight distributions. Tools like IBM's Adversarial Robustness Toolbox, ART, include techniques for identifying these patterns. Code example shown in the article. Behavioral analysis neural cleanse, introduced by Wong et al., remains the foundational technique for backdoor detection. The core insight is that backdoored models have a shortcut in their decision boundary, a small perturbation that causes misclassification. By reverse engineering the minimum perturbation needed to cause targeted misclassification, we can identify potential triggers. More recent work includes STRIP, strong intentional perturbation, deliberately perturbing inputs, and measuring prediction entropy. Clean models show high entropy. Backdoored models show anomalously low entropy when trigger patterns are present. Meta-neural analysis. Training a classifier to distinguish clean models from Trojan models based on their internal representations. Activation clustering. Analyzing intermediate layer activations for anomalous clustering patterns that indicate trigger-specific pathways. Provenance verification beyond technical detection. Establishing model provenance is critical. The NIST AIRMF, Risk Management Framework, emphasizes supply chain documentation under the govern and map functions. Key practices include cryptographic signing of model artifacts with verified identities bill of materials, BOM, generation for all training components, reproducible training pipelines with pinned dependencies, third-party attestation for critical models, tools like Sigstore's cosign can be adapted for model signing. And emerging standards like MLBOM are attempting to bring SBOM-style transparency to ML artifacts. But adoption remains nascent. Most organizations are still signing Docker images and calling it a day. Runtime monitoring. Finally, runtime detection focuses on identifying anomalous model behavior in production. This includes monitoring for unexpected output distributions, latency anomalies that might indicate trigger processing input patterns that correlate with unusual predictions, drift between expected and observed behavior patterns. The challenge here is baseline establishment. You need to know what normal looks like before you can identify abnormal. And for complex models operating on diverse inputs, normal is hard to define. Here's my take on this. Effective detection requires layering static analysis, behavioral testing, provenance verification, and runtime monitoring. No single technique is sufficient against sophisticated supply chain attacks. Section: Defense Architecture, Building Trustworthy ML Pipelines. Detection is necessary, but insufficient. A mature security posture requires architecting ML pipelines that minimize supply chain risk from the ground up. Here's how to build defense in depth for your model supply chain. Principle 1. Zero trust for model assets. Treat every model as untrusted until proven otherwise, regardless of source. This means isolating model inference in sandboxed environments, GVisor, Firecracker, or similar. Applying network segmentation to prevent model processes from accessing sensitive resources. Using read-only file systems for model serving. Implementing strict egress controls to prevent data exfiltration in practice. This might look like deploying models in Kubernetes pods with restrictive security contexts and network policies. Code example shown in the article. Principle 2. Verified model. Provenance. Establish a chain of custody for every model entering your environment. This requires model registry with access controls, tools like MLflow, weights and biases, or purpose-built solutions like ModelStore can serve as gated entry points. Cryptographic verification, sign models at creation time and verify signatures before deployment. Integrate with your existing PKI infrastructure. Provenance documentation, require complete documentation including training data sources, training code commits, hyperparameters, and environment specifications. Principle 3. Dependency hygiene. The Python ecosystem's permissive dependency model is a liability. Mitigate it through dependency pinning. Lock all transitive dependencies to specific versions with hash verification. Private package mirrors. Host vetted packages internally rather than pulling from public PyPI. Vulnerability scanning. Integrate tools like SNYK, Dependabot, or OWASP dependency check into your CI/CD pipeline. Minimal base images. Use distroless or minimal container images to reduce attack surface. Code example shown in the article. Principle 4. Training pipeline security. If you're training or fine-tuning models, the training pipeline itself needs hardening. Dataset validation. Implement statistical checks for anomalous samples. Use techniques like influence functions to identify high-impact training examples. Reproducible training. Ensure bit-for-bit reproducibility so that any deviation indicates tampering. Secure training infrastructure. Isolate training environments from production. Implement strict access controls on training data and intermediate artifacts. Differential privacy. Where applicable, train with differential privacy guarantees to limit the impact of individual poison samples. Principle 5. Continuous validation. Security doesn't end at deployment. Implement ongoing validation. Scheduled backdoor scanning using neural cleanse variants, A/B testing against known clean model versions, canary inputs that should always produce specific outputs, regular model refresh cycles to limit exposure duration. Here's my take on this. Defense architecture must assume compromise. Isolate models, verify provenance, minimize dependencies, secure training, and continuously validate. Section: Incident response. When supply chain compromise is detected. Despite best efforts, supply chain compromises will occur. The question isn't whether you'll face a poison model. It's whether you'll detect it before significant damage is done and respond effectively when you do. Here's a practical incident response framework tailored to model supply chain events. Phase 1. Detection and triage. When a potential compromise is identified, immediate questions include: what triggered the detection? Automated scan, behavioral anomaly, external report. How long has the potentially compromised model been in production? What systems and data has the model had access to? Are there other models from the same source? Establish severity based on the model's access and criticality. A recommendation engine has different risk implications than an authentication model or a fraud detection system. Phase 2. Containment for ML systems differs from traditional incident response because model replacement isn't always straightforward. Options include immediate model quarantine. Take the suspicious model offline entirely. This may require fallback to rule-based systems or human review. Traffic diversion. Route traffic to a known clean model version while investigation proceeds. Input filtering. If the trigger mechanism is understood, implement input pre-processing to strip potential triggers. Output monitoring. Increase monitoring granularity to detect trigger activation in real time. Code example shown in the article. Phase 3. Investigation forensic analysis of a supply chain compromise requires specialized capabilities. Provenance reconstruction. Trace the model's origin as far back as possible. When was it downloaded? What was the state of the source repository at that time? Differential analysis. Compare the suspicious model against known clean versions. Weight differences, architectural changes, and embedded metadata can reveal tampering. Trigger extraction. Use reverse engineering techniques, neural cleanse, ABS, deep inspect, to identify the trigger mechanism and target behavior. Blast radius assessment. Determine what actions the compromised model could have taken. Review inference logs for evidence of trigger activation. Phase 4. Eradication and recovery. Once the compromise is understood, remove all instances of the compromised model from production and staging environments. Rotate any credentials or secrets the model process had access to if training data was compromised. Initiate retraining from verified clean sources. Update model provenance requirements to prevent similar compromises. Deploy clean model versions with enhanced monitoring. Phase 5. Lessons learned. Post-incident analysis should address: how did the compromised model enter our environment? Why wasn't the compromise detected earlier? What process failures enabled this incident? What technical and procedural changes are needed? Document findings and update your threat model. Supply chain compromises often reveal systemic weaknesses in ML operations that extend beyond the specific incident. Here's my take on this. Model supply chain IR requires specialized playbooks. You can't just swap binaries when the malware is distributed across billions of floating point parameters. Section: the road ahead, emerging standards, and future threats. The model supply chain security landscape is evolving rapidly, both in terms of threats and defenses. Here's my assessment of where we're headed and what security leaders should be preparing for. Emerging standards and frameworks. The industry is finally taking supply chain security seriously. Key developments include NIST AIRMF. The AI Risk Management Framework provides comprehensive guidance on supply chain risk, though implementation guidance remains high level. MLBOM initiatives. Multiple efforts are underway to create standardized bills of materials for ML artifacts, building on SPDX and CycloneDX foundations. Model cards 2.0. Enhanced model documentation standards are emerging that include security-relevant provenance information. Supply chain levels for software artifacts, SLSA, for ML. Adapting the SLSA framework for ML artifacts is an active area of development. Regulatory landscape. The EU AI Act includes supply chain provisions that will become enforceable in 2026. Organizations deploying high-risk AI systems will need to demonstrate complete documentation of training data sources, risk assessment for third-party components, ongoing monitoring, and incident response capabilities. Similar regulations are emerging globally. Security leaders should anticipate compliance requirements that mandate many of the practices described in this article. Evolving threat landscape. Adversaries are not standing still. Emerging threats include composite triggers, attacks requiring multiple trigger components that are individually benign but malicious in combination. Clean label attacks. Poisoning that doesn't require mislabeled data, making detection through label verification ineffective. Low raw and adapter poisoning. As fine-tuning via adapters become standard, these lightweight components become attractive attack vectors. Multimodal triggers. Attacks that activate only when specific combinations of text, image, and audio inputs are present. Supply chain attacks on AI security tools, compromising the very tools we use to detect compromise, a meta threat that keeps me up at night. Recommendations for security leaders based on 25 years of watching security paradigms evolve. Here's my practical guidance. Start with visibility. You cannot secure what you cannot see. Inventory every model in your environment and establish basic provenance documentation. Implement safe serialization. Migrate away from pickle-based model formats. This is low-hanging fruit with significant risk reduction. Establish model governance. Create a review process for models entering production, similar to code review, but addressing ML-specific risks. Invest in detection capabilities. Deploy at least basic backdoor scanning. The tooling has matured significantly in the past 2 years. Build incident response muscle. Conduct tabletop exercises specifically addressing model supply chain scenarios. The model supply chain is the next frontier of adversarial competition. Organizations that build robust defenses now will have significant advantages as this threat category matures. Those that ignore it will learn hard lessons. And some of those lessons will be delivered by adversaries who have spent years quietly positioning themselves in the ML ecosystem's foundations. Here's my take on this. The window to build model supply chain defenses proactively is closing. Regulatory requirements and adversary capabilities are both accelerating. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Model supply chain attacks operate across 5 vectors. Training data poisoning, pre-trained model trojans, dependency chain attacks, serialization exploits, and model hub compromise. Comprehensive defense requires addressing all of them. Takeaway 2. Detection requires layering static analysis, format validation, weight distribution, behavioral testing, neural cleanse, strip, provenance verification, and runtime monitoring. No single technique is sufficient. Takeaway 3. Defense architecture should assume compromise. Isolate model inference. Verify cryptographic provenance. Minimize and pin dependencies. Secure training pipelines. And implement continuous validation. Takeaway 4. Incident response for model supply chain events requires specialized playbooks addressing trigger extraction, blast radius assessment for inference history, and retraining from verified sources. Takeaway 5. Regulatory requirements. EU AI Act and evolving adversary capabilities make model supply chain security an urgent priority. The window for proactive defense is closing. Look, I've been in this industry long enough to recognize a paradigm shift when I see one. We spent the last decade learning hard lessons about software supply chain security, SolarWinds, Log4Shell, all the NPM chaos. And now we're making exactly the same mistakes with ML systems, except the attack surface is even harder to reason about. A backdoor isn't a line of code you can grep for. It's a subtle pattern distributed across billions of floating point parameters. The good news is the defenses exist. The bad news is most organizations aren't implementing them. So start with visibility. Know where your models come from. Verify before you trust. And build the incident response muscle now, before you need it. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the Sprawl. Connection established.